Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Minneapolis has reached a tentative agreement with the DOJ to implement a consent decree mandating police reforms. This follows a DOJ investigation into patterns of excessive force and discrimination within the Minneapolis Police Department, with changes like enhanced training and improved accountability on the horizon. What will this actually mean for the city's future? Joining me now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, attorney Michael Bryant, to break down what this could mean for Minneapolis and beyond. Michael, thank you for being here.
Hello, and it's a beautiful New Year's Day.
It
even is. Even feeling 6 degrees.
I will take, I'll take that over a snowy, icy conditions anytime.
Yep.
So let's break this down. What does this really mean? What is going on, and what kind of changes are we looking at? And what kind of time frame?
Well, this is an interesting thing, because if this happens, it's going to be that Minnesota's going to be the first state that has both made an agreement with the state, or Minneapolis is going to be the first city that's made a deal with the state. Because earlier there was a deal we made that was made with the state, where the state was overlooking what was being done with the police and what actions were being taken, and then this involves a federal, the DOJ being involved nationally, and no city has ever had both an agreement with the state and federally. Because typically in Baltimore or New York or New Orleans, it's been because the state did nothing or because the city was doing nothing that the feds decided they had to get involved. And in this case, the state did get involved, and now they are still coming in. Now, whether this will happen or not, it's really going to depend on whether they get it done before the inauguration, because the thought is that if they can't get a deal in place before the inauguration, that Trump will come in and nix the whole deal.
We obviously see that a lot of reform needs to be taking place in our, pretty much every level of law enforcement and, the judicial process and court systems and what's going on out there. People want to see change. They want to see new things being implemented to come in. We always hear about these new projects and ways that people are going to be held accountable. But it seems sometimes to just be more bluster and promise than it does to actually follow through. I mean, where do you see this going now?
Well, I mean, they had a lot of success in Baltimore. They've had some success in New Jersey. So I think when the feds have gotten involved, and usually it's because things have gotten really bad, when the feds get involved, they typically have brought in some changes that have made some differences. So I guess I wouldn't agree that it hasn't worked. But it's been done on a real limited basis, because typically, cities don't want to be run federally, and often states get involved in what's going on with their cities. You know, we've seen changes this year. The murder rate's down nationally, which is a great sign. And, you know, people have, you know, they campaigned against that as if that wasn't true. But the reality is the murder rate's down in this last year. We're seeing less violent crime nationally. And those things have made a difference in some of the reforms that have taken place.
Is this also a way, with these changes, is this something that will help us stave off the calls and claims of trying to defund local police? Because this will now, you know, we know the feds are backing this and helping to make these and implement these changes.
I think the defund the police is more of a red herring. I don't think there's actually many people that are arguing for an actual defunding the police. I know that there's some people out there, but I think there's more people claiming that that's what people want or that there's people fighting for than there are people who are actually claiming that. A lot of people just want reform. You know, I mean, you know, there's been examples of even when the big rallies were taking place here in Minneapolis after the George Floyd murder, you know, Mayor Fry stood up against them and said, no, I'm not going to support defunding the police. And that's been pretty much, I think that's the underlying thing. Now, there's big differences on what people want to do. And some of that's involved getting rid of some of the leaders of the police union, some of the leaders of the different police units, just because they just won't go along with making those changes. And then, you know, there's been community outreach programs, some of which have worked, some of which haven't. You know, we had the tragic death that happened, you know, here with the officer that was probably woefully undertrained. And shouldn't have been an officer, but part of that was a community outreach that was trying to get with a officer, you know, that would meet more with the community. And unfortunately, they picked the wrong person. But I think we have seen lots of examples of improvement in some of the areas.
All right. Before we let you go, I wanted to talk to you. There's all of this hubbub going on today, the new laws in effect, these junk fees. And, you know, they're like, oh, we're stopping the junk fees. We're not really stopping the fees. We're just stopping waiting to declare when those fees are accessible, right? Because if you're paying $3 for a coffee and then find out that there's a convenience fee, a cup fee, and a recycle fee tacked on at the end, and you're actually spending $3.75, we're not taking us away from the $3.75. We're just charging you $3.75 up front now.
Right. And it's kind of a weird argument because I think the claim, well, the main claim is to have truth in advertising, I guess, when it comes down to it, that the amount is being charged. People know when they buy their ticket or when they buy their cup of coffee or when they buy their meal, they'll know what they pay. Will that change habits? Will people look at that and say, oh, I didn't know I was going to pay that? I mean, they pay it. My guess is it really won't change that many people's minds. And people on the fence like that probably back out when they get the opportunity to anyway. So I doubt it'll have much of an effect, but there is a great fear out there that it'll change everything. I don't understand the complete argument of, well, we do charge it. It's not like they're making them charge more or charge a different number. They're just saying, make sure people know what they're buying and what the price is. That's it.
Right. I just wonder if it has more to do with the compartmentalizing of what each thing is. Okay. If I'm charging $3 for the coffee, right, then I, as the business owner, will be taxed on the amount of money I make on that. If I'm charging $3.50, but part of that $3.50 is the facility fee, the cup, you know, refurbishing fee, whatever those little things are, I'm now being taxed on that as income when those are actually fees that I'm paying elsewhere. Is that part of, you think, what the problem is with this and why they've tried to keep those points separated?
Well, you know, I'm not a tax attorney, and, you know, that'd be kind of thing I'd refer out if someone had those kind of claims. But I think on the face of it, with the ability to write off or with the ability to, you know, to break it down, I doubt it. But I could see how that might be an issue. But again, that's more of a tax question that I don't really know off the top of my head.
All right, I just thought to bring it up and throw it out there because, again, I wonder if those are part of the reasons. Now, they say that they're going to be doing the same thing with tickets, the Ticketmaster fees and convenience fees and everything that's going to be tacked on. So, you know, I found that on, like, Fanimal and a couple of the other repurposing resale sites, they'll tell us, hey, there's no extra fees added. Tickets to Bruce Springsteen are $125 a ticket. And then when you go to Ticketmaster, you can buy that same ticket for $89.95, but after all of the fees, right, it comes to $125. So all Fanimal did was just lump it in and say, this is what's included.
And there's probably people that get lured in and then buy because of the belief that it's a lower price, and then they find out it's not, and they're like, oh, well, I already decided to do it. So there might be some change in behavior there, but I just think it makes more sense. I mean, there, I think there's a big issue going on with Prime right now that they're claiming that a lot of Prime sales are really increases that they then claim are brought down, but that they're for members, there's not really as big of a, there's a lawsuit going on about that, on whether or not there's as really big a savings as they're claiming.
Right. And there's been so many different problems with a lot of the streaming services, and the fact, yep, that, you know, I entered contractually to pay $9.99 a month for ad free service, and now you've upped the price and added ads, and if I want the ad free service, it's now $14.99, or I can continue at $9.99. So it's kind of, you know, I know there's been a lot of problems with people, you know, having issues with the streaming services, yep, and all of those little fees. Do you think that's, well, something that we're going to see go to the wayside as well?
Maybe. I mean, it's you know, truth in what they're buying probably is the main goal there. The crazy thing with the contracts that you do with service fees was there was a person injured down at Disney World in Florida that they tried to use as a defense their contract that they signed to get Disney TV that says you'll agree not to sue us based on any claim that's made. Now, they backed out of that once they got publicity on it, but that's some extreme use of that contract, I can tell you.
Wow. All right. Michael Bryant from Bradshaw and Bryant, as always, thank you, my friend, and Happy New Year.
Happy New
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Your wedding is a day you'll remember forever. And your fiancé? Your fiancé deserves a suit that feels just as special as the moment you say I do. At Nick's, we've dressed over 20,000 wedding parties, and we specialize in helping weddings own their suits for about the same price as a rental. That means not only will your fiancé look amazing on your wedding day, but we'll have a suit that can be worn for years to come. Let us make this the easiest and most meaningful part of planning your wedding. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Year to you and your family.